I'm losing all the people. Now I'm coming for
no. Rabbi.
Why
is it? Why is
it? Hello. How are you?
Please send me the speaker. Are you the speaker?
You're on. You have to smile.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you have to hit my emotion.
I won't come.
Right, boys. So we're doing the Malach of Losh.
Take a little sickle. I have a bone pick with you.
Sorry? A bone, okay. It's a bone only. Okay, boys. So we started yesterday the Hilchos Losh.
Malach of Losh.
And we said in a little introduction, what did we say? We said there was a very interesting machlokes in the Gemara, which was Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, which is really the fundamental of the whole of Hilchos Losh. You see, it plays a very major part in Hilchos Losh. And that is, when you mix flour, water with flour, so there's an instant reaction. There's a bit of a binding that goes on straight away. A little bit of the flour bonds straight away with the water. That's stage one. Stage two is when you actually knead it with your hands or whatever it is, a dough hook, whatever it is, you knead it properly, that finishes off. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara of what is the Issur Min HaTorah? When is the Issur Min HaTorah? Rebbe holds that the Issur Min HaTorah is just the contact of water with the flour. As soon as the water hits the flour, that is that contact, there's a small binding that takes place, that is the Issur Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, no, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that's not enough. The fact that the water hits the flour and it binds slightly, that's not enough to make a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. The Chiyuv Min HaTorah is only when you actually need it. Okay, we'll see what practical difference it makes, but that's what comes out. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that the Issur Min HaTorah is when you actually need it. Lamaisa, Roiv Rishonim, and La Halacha, really we take on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's the main Halacha. And we take on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that the Issur Min HaTorah of Lisha is the kneading, when you actually physically need it. But we, Lamaisa, Seba Trumas and others say, L'chor, which L'chabchila, one should be machmeh for the Shitta of Rebbe. And therefore we have to take into consideration this Shitta as well, that just the initial contact of liquid with a cereal or anything like that is already problematic. We also mentioned another important point yesterday, and that is that in some materials, the bond is so swift, there's nothing else to do. That model Weetabix was a good example. When you put milk onto Weetabix, the bond is so straight away, it happens to be up, what happens? The contact happens straight away, you don't even need to knead it anymore. So that is a problem, even according to Yosef Yehuda, that he agrees in that case that the liquids together with the solid, that bonding is an Issur Min HaTorah. Then we made another Hakdama, and we said that Min HaTorah, the Issur of Losh, is only if you have a thick mixture. I mean, you a classic case of the Shulchan Aruch, or a classic case of the Mishkan, we said was you make dyes, you make a paste. So when a person makes a paste, he bonds liquid together with the herbs, they bond together, it looks like it makes a thick paste. That thick paste is an Issur Min HaTorah. If it's a runny paste, that means it's runny, that's called Elisha Raka, that's also the Rabbanon. What's the difference? How do you define what's what? So the Chaznish says, Elisha Ova is a thick mass. You've got a lump of something. You put it on a plate, and you tilt the plate. If it runs down very slowly, or it hardly moves at all, that's called Elisha Ova. That's an Issur Min HaTorah. The person, if the consistency of the mixture is quite liquidy, it's bonded together, but it's runny. If you tilt the plate, it runs down the plate. That's an Issur Min Drabonon. That's Elisha Raka. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Just two things I wanted to check out. First, I did a bit of experiments last night. One experiment last night was scary. We did an experiment with instant potatoes. Mashed potatoes, actually. It's very interesting. There, lechoira, it's mamish losh, actually, what happens is you've got a mixture of the powder. You put it together with a liquid. It binds together, and you end up with instant potatoes. Meister of Moshe got chibra buns, actually. Moshe Feinstein. And he says over here that lechoira, instant potatoes, is the problem. In Hilchos Losh, he's got a section, Erechaim Chedid Dalit, on Losh, and he says, in Mutzalach, in Tamchis Tapuchi Adom, Afkas Nimesis, it's instant powder. Afka Nimesis Tapuchi Adom, also Bechal Oifen. It's also. What happens is a small particles bind together, even though at the end of the day you can't see the small particles, but it's bonded together, it's made a mass of something, something that sticks together. That is an isip, it's a thick mixture you made, you've done an isip in that trade of Losh. I must say, I did try an experiment at home today, I wasn't very successful. My wife told me in the article, she wasn't there when I tried it out, that's probably why it didn't work. I tried to make icing sugar. I didn't get anywhere with it. But my wife tells me the problem is I put too much water in. You need apparently very, very little water. Are you, sorry?
The kema have few qualities. They have zahar, nekiva in the flour.
Yeah. That's how it works. I didn't know. Now you're telling me. Now I know. I didn't know that.
Zahar and nekiva. The nekiva have not water.
That's how it works. That's how it bonds together.
They carry not water, yeah.
All right. So I tried the icing sugar. What should have happened was, I see from the positive, what it's supposed to happen is, you put a bit of icing sugar into water, it again binds together. Now, icing sugar is very interesting because apparently, as I wasn't successful in my experiments today, but apparently what happens is it starts off as a liquid. It's quite runny, and after a while it congeals and becomes thick. The postulates say that's called also Lisha Ova. Since eventually it's going to become a thick mixture, that is called a Lisha Ova. Quite controversial yesterday, because I saw from a few people also, we spoke about egg, and I gave a few examples of Losh. One of the examples I gave of Losh was egg with mayo, for example, egg and oil. Now, you have to realize, I did say yesterday, that you can make as a binding agent, the issa of Losh is you have to have a moisture which binds together a solid. Mayonnaise, oil, eggs, all these things, butter, marsh, all these things are a moisture which binds things together, can be a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, someone told me, normally when they make the egg with mayo or oil there, they put a very, very small amount of oil in. So there, you could say that's not really binding. It's very, very, the mixture itself, someone else told me as well, that when you lift it out, it more or less crumbles apart. It doesn't hold. The oil, whatever you put in there as a binder, is very, very sparse. You use very little of it, so it doesn't really bind. Generally, when we make egg here, we normally cut it out quite finely, and we put quite a bit of mayo or oil into it, that binds it quite well. That's much more of a serious problem. So a person makes that on Shabbos in a normal way, he's done pashtus and issa of Losh. Yeah? I'm not saying there are no ways around it. There are certainly ways to get around this problem, but just pashtus, if a person makes the egg, cuts up egg very finely, and he mixes it up with mayo, with oil, whatever it is, he's done an issa of l'chol Losh. And normally that mixture is a lisha ova. It's a thick mixture. Normally you make the egg quite thick. So if you were tilted, it moves off very slowly, it's a big lump. So therefore, that is called a lisha ova. That's the chora problematic to make on Shabbos. I wrote a few examples down, the things that are problematic on Shabbos to make. Let's see what other examples I wrote. Yeah, I've put over here, for example, cereals. Some cereals can be problematic. This is also a general trend we touched on yesterday, that the issa of Losh is you've got small pieces that bind together. If a person's got big pieces which are bound together, there's no Losh. A person makes a corn salad, for example, on Shabbos. He mixes it with mayonnaise, and the corn sticks together. That is not Losh. Since corn is independent, you can see it's quite clear, each piece is an independent piece by itself, even though they might stick together, Losh, the yisoid of Losh is small pieces that stick together. Tuna mayonnaise will depend on how big the pieces are. If it's cut quite finely, if it's got these dips that you get in there, those are made very finely. L'chaira, if a person makes a tuna which is not cut so fine, that's much better. That will make it much better.
It's a puree.
If you make the puree, that's worse. A puree is you're biting the piece together with your mayonnaise. But if you've got big pieces, some people make it, you have to know how to make it. There are different ways of making these things. If you make it big pieces, the possible say quite clearly, potato salad, for example, make potato salad generally, there's no problem of Losh. The pieces are normally big pieces, and even though they stick together, the binding together doesn't make it to one.
It's not round flakes.
Sorry?
Round flakes, if you leave it for a bit, it comes into one big
lump. No, you have to know. So cereals could be problematic.
If you just eat it.
Normal rice crispies, normal cereals are corn flakes. The corn flakes is a good example. Corn flakes, yeah. Rice crispies, and things like that. Those are big pieces normally. Those normally is not a problem to make on Shabbos in a normal way because the big pieces are quite nicker, and when they stick together, they're each one's quite recognizable. Therefore, that's not called a problem of Losh. What could be a problem, I did write down actually, is an interesting thing, and that is. sometimes you can have it with cornflakes. Let's say you crush up the cornflakes. So you crush it up into very small pieces. There's no proper toast in there, Marshall. Let's
Something
on the bottom of the packet. Let's say it's crushed up. Let's say crushed up. So there, you've got crushed up cornflakes, LaMarcia, which are very, very small, and you mix that with a bit of milk. Then that could be more problematic.
You know, at the beginning, you have to actually do an action of mixing it. In fact, eat it as it is.
But that's what I'm telling you. We're choshes for chicken
strips. That's what I'm telling you. Right. Really, it's just the bonding itself is a problem. Yeah, so we are choshes for shitters ready. So I might say, if you've got a mixture which automatically bonds together, then that itself is a problem.
You can't do it normally.
So to make it, normally cornflakes, rice, crispies, these are not zero.
Porridge is a problem. Normal porridge is a problem to make.
Because what's happening is the porridge normally is loose pieces. You put a bit of milk in your porridge, what happens is you get a leash of them. If you put a lot of milk in, you get a leash of rackle. The mice, you mustn't do that chubbs in a normal way. I'm not saying there's no ways to do it, there are ways of getting around it, but to make a porridge or whatever it is in a normal way, or an oatmeal cereal, which is very fine pieces, and you just add milk or whatever it is, water to it, and it blends together, that is the problem. When the pieces are big, then there's no problem of losh.
What about if you do it for a baby, for example?
Well, that's one of the tables. One of the tables it could be is for a baby. It's, I have to know. There could be one of the tables, possibly, yeah, possibly.
What about Weetabix when it's already bonded together before you put the hot?
Yeah, but that's a good point also. Even though Weetabix is bonded together before, we've never had a juice with it. Now, when you put your milk on, you're making a new bonding. And there's no head of losh achalosh. Possibly say they haven't got a head of losh achalosh in Elisha, and therefore you haven't got this. So Weetabix is a serious problem, actually. To make Elisha over, to make a mixture of Weetabix in the normal way is also whichever way you do. That means if you put a little bit of milk in and it binds together, that means if you tip the bowl, it hardly runs down. That's a thick mixture, that's an Issa Minah Torah. Not bad on Shabbos. If you make it a little bit runny and it tilts when you move the plate, it runs. That's an Issa Midrabon. I say it can be done in a way of making a hetzer, which Professor was speaking about. If you make it in a normal way, you've got a problem of losh. Okay. Instant custard, pudding, these things are problematic. They bind together and they become into a mass that the chola is a problem of losh. What else is problematic? Icing sugar, I said, yeah, that's not a problem. One other thing we did say, that's also very important, is that thing that dissolves instantly, that's not a problem. The moshe person puts coffee, for example, into hot water. There, the granules just dissolve. There's no binding taking place there at all. Even though someone told me today that sometimes, interesting, so it's a problem, they take coffee and they make a paste first of all. They put a very small amount of water in, and they want to make a paste. I can't remember what the person told me about making it before, but they told me they make clearly a paste. Ice cream, actually. I can't remember. They told me they make it lemaisa for this way. That is much more problematic. Because there, the coffee's not dissolving. You're making a paste. The yosoid is when you make a paste, that is the problem of losh. When the item dissolves and you just run out, the solid is just gone, it's disintegrated, there's nothing there, it's dissolved into a liquid, then there is no problem mitzad losh. So I'm saying, hot coffee granules, tea granules, all these things are no problem. But some other things which make into a paste, that is problematic. Now, someone told me maybe a while ago, I don't know, we have some problem with his teeth. So for some reason, I can't remember what it was, but he told me he had to put it every day, he had to take his tooth out. When he went to sleep, he took his tooth out. It was a temporary tooth. So he took his tooth out, and when he went to sleep in the morning, he put his tooth back in again. Quite a business. We don't appreciate everything. We're all showing we've got our teeth, we've got no problem. So he said to me that how does it stick into your mouth? So they have to make a little paste. It's like a glue. And they dip the tooth in the glue. It's not the normal glue you buy in a shop, obviously, right? It's not that glue. It's a special paste, not super glue, that's right, not super glue. It's a special glue, it's a paste that you make, you have to make it instantly, you make it on Shabbos. And why is it much losh? It's a liquid which you put with a bit of paste. It's like you make into a paste, you dip the tooth into this paste, and then you stick it into your mouth. You can't talk too much with the game, you've got to work, you've got to settle in. Yeah. And then
the pancake.
Pancake?
Yeah. It is very eroding.
So that would be an Issa Midrabon. To make a flour pancake, with liquid, that would be an Issa Midrabon to me. Yeah. You can't do that. Okay, that'd be nice. So this case of the tooth, the mice, besides maybe the problem of tofa, I'm not sure that's called sewing onto a person, that's another shayla. On the Gufa Odom, that's another shayla, where that's called tofa. But the mice, it's a problem of losh. He
He's making a paste, which is problematic, yeah?
So a person's got to be aware of this malacha of losh, and where this could be problematic. Yeah, dough, paste, all these things. Okay, let's start with a few of their tame. So again, if you're making a vegetable salad, for example, a person wants to make a vegetable salad, got peas and carrots, which is cut up, and then generally, not just a quite pink, and he wants to mix mayonnaise with those. Yeah, by the way, I always told you this, the recipes I'm actually over here tonight are not what I have at home. Yeah, it's just off the cuff they are. They're not the ones that don't much into any example. But the mice are these ones over here, so watch the person has peas and carrots, for example. He cuts it, he puts them mixing them up with mayo, no problem at all, they're big pieces, independent pieces. That is no problem at all. If he dices up the peas or carrots and makes them very, he cuts them up very, very finely, and then he mixes it with mayonnaise, whatever it is, that is the problem of losh. That can be a problem of losh. It much depends how small the pieces are to be called a problem of losh.
What do you call small? An egg as well. What do you call small? What do you call not small? You said rice paste is a cool thing, wouldn't you?
Yes, it depends. It's not, it doesn't become one mass. Normally the voice doesn't become unified to one thing.
Well, egg and mayonnaise will come up a lot.
Depends how finely cut it is. But very often, I think the egg dip you get definitely is very, very finely cut. It's mummish into one big lump. And then you can't tell the small pieces in between there. Even the egg you make at home, that's an interesting thing. Once you make a home generally, the mice, it's an interesting thing. Is I must say that I think it does join together. It becomes one lump. The model chopped liver, for example, is a mess.
Yeah.
Chopped liver is different mess. Egg and onion, which you cut up, I think in many houses, people put quite a bit of mayonnaise in it, and I think it combines into one thing to become one. I say an egg to straw, it's very possible, and even here, some people might make the egg in a different way, but generally, I think the way the English people make it is normally it's quite a lot of mayonnaise or oil added into it, which is meant to blend it together to combine into one. If it's combined into one, that's the problem of losh. Someone told me he makes it a nice with a very sparse amount of oil, just to moisture it a bit, to make it a little bit a bit of liquid inside there. That is a different story. That lechora then will not be losh. But lechora, Ramosha's got a tshuva grad about eggs over here. Let me just see if I can find it here. Ramosha's got a tshuva about eggs here. So someone asked Moshe, is there a problem of losh with eggs, liver, or fish that are cut up finely? Or do you say that it's not shag, it's not good to the karaki? He wants to say maybe eggs weren't good to the karaki. Anyway, the mice at the end, Moshe says that it's called losh. It's definitely possible to have losh with eggs, liver, fish that's cut up very finely, and therefore that is problematic.
Is there a losh liver about that time?
No, there's no head to someone who's by losh. Losh does not have a setter.
The mayonnaise made with egg.
Yeah, that's true. You can make it wherever you want, but anything which binds, you can have water, oil, eggs, mayonnaise, anything. There's no problem. Wherever it binds with, as long as it binds together, that is the problematic of losh. Yeah? So, Rabbi said, generally, what we just said tonight, and generally the heta is, if the pieces are big pieces, they're independent, and you stick them together, that is not losh. If the pieces are small, then it cuts up quite finely, and they're blended together, that isn't a sort of losh. Okay, I say, Warren, don't worry. There's plenty of entertainment. I say most of these people can get.
Save them for next week.
Yeah, yeah. You can get round. Most of those losses can go round.